This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of ilm, another majlis of as learning and understanding the Arabic language, the language of the Noble Quran, the language of the Sunnah of our Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the language of Al-Islam. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, one of you might ask the question that yes, no doubt, I want to learn the Arabic language, I want to understand the Quran and the Sunnah, but in these lessons we are discussing هذا كتاب and هذا قلم and هي بخير والحمد Alhamdulillah, the habta, etc., etc. I want to get into the crux of the matter. I want to study the Quran and the Sunnah and the Arabic there. We say, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, that before you are able to run, before you are able to run, you need to be able to walk. And before you are able to walk, you need to be able to stand. Before you are able to stand, you need to be able to crawl, subhanAllah. And so, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, shay'an fa shay'an, little by little, bi'iznillahi ta'ala, and you will get there, walhamdulillah. As was mentioned, that this course that we are going through, the syllabus that we are studying, you find students from around the globe who are accepted into the Islamic University of Medina Al-Munawwara. They go through this two-year course. Once they are done with this two-year course, then they are at the university level with the Saudi student who had been through grade 1 to grade 12. They are now together at the university level. So in reality, this two-year course in technicality is a 12-year course put together in a very, very intense and summarized form, walhamdulillah. So it prepares you for that university level. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, in our previous majlis, we completed lesson number 14, walhamdulillah. What did we discuss in lesson number 14? We discussed speaking to one individual, one male individual. كيف حالك? How are you? Min aina anta? From where are you? Then we moved on to, I'm speaking to a group of men. كيف حالكم? How are you people doing? How is you people state? Then for example, min aina antum? From where are you people? Min aina anta? One person. Min aina antum? From where are you people? Group of men. Baytuka, your house. Baytukum, you people's house. Qalamuka, your pen, O Muhammad. Qalamukum, ya tullabu, you people's pen, O students. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, in today's majlis, we move on to exercise number 15. And here in exercise number 15, we will be speaking to a female. One female, كيف حالك? A group of females. كيف حالكن? كيف حالكن? بإذن الله تعالى. أين بيتك? Where is your house, O Fatima? أين بيتكن? Where's you people's houses, O daughters, O sisters, O female students? So we're talking to a singular female. We're talking to a group of females. That's what we will be covering today, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. We begin, bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Ad-darsul khamisa ashar, exercise number 15. Al-fatayatu, group of young females. Al-fatayatu, they say, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. They say this to who? They see Zainab, and so they greet Zainab. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Somebody might ask, they said assalamu alaykum. But we learnt when we speak to one female, we say assalamu alayki. But when it comes to salam, out of respect, Even if you are greeting one person, two persons, five persons, etc., we use the plural when it comes to the matter of greeting. So with Ahmed, I could have said, Assalamu alayka, ya Ahmadu. But out of respect, out of ta'zeem, out of honoring this person, we use the plural and we say, Assalamu alaykum, ya Ahmadu. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Man antunna ya akhawatu? Zainab says, Man antunna ya akhawatu? Who are you people, ya akhawatu? O sisters. If it was one female, she would say, Man anti? Man anti? A group of females, Man antunna ya akhawatu? One of them says, Ihdahunna, one of them, Ihdahunna, Ihda one, Hunna of them, one of them says, Nahnu banatu Sheikhi Abbasin, Nahnu banatu Sheikhi Abbasin, Nahnu banatu, we are the daughters. We are the daughters of who? Ash-Sheikhu Abbasin, we are the daughters of Sheikh Abbas. We are the daughters of Sheikh who? We are the daughters of Sheikh Abbas. Abbas, for example, was the name of the uncle of our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is that uncle who became a Muslim, walhamdulillah. Later on in history, you had the Abbasid dynasty. They linked themselves to this Al-Abbas. Their forefather, etc., was this Al-Abbas. Nahnu banatu Sheikhi Abbasin, we are the daughters of Sheikh Abbas. Zainab says, Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Welcome to you people, welcome to you people. Ahlan, you are like my family. Wa sahlan, come easily. Wa marhaban, and you are welcome. Ummu kunna ustadhati. Ummu kunna, you people's mother. Ummu kunna, O y'all's mother, you people's mother. Ummu kunna. Ummi, my mother. Ummuka, your mother. Ummuki, your mother, speaking to a female. Ummukum, you people's mother, a group of people. Ummu kunna, you people's mother, I'm speaking to a group of only females. Ustadati is my female teacher. You people's mother is my ustada, is my ustadati, is my teacher. Kayfa haluha? How is she? How is she? So subhanallah, Zainab is asking about her teacher. Zainab says that you people's mother is my teacher. How is her hal? How is she doing? Is she fine? Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, take a lesson from this, subhanallah. You were in school, you were in maktab, you were in madrasa. There was somebody who taught you. They had an effect on you. They were the ones who taught you how to read, whether it be English, whether it be Arabic, how to perform salah, how to perform wudu, etc., etc. They guided you. They shaped you, subhanallah. And so later on in life, do not forget them. Do not forget them. Make dua for them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive their sins committed in the brightness of the day, in the darkness of the night. Visit them if you are able. Phone them up now and then. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you. They will obviously appreciate this. No words can describe the amount of joy that this will bring to their hearts. So, Ummu kunna ustadati, kayfa haluha, how is she? Ihdahunna, one of them says, Hiya bi khairin walhamdulillahi. Hiya bi khairin walhamdulillah. She is fine walhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. Whatever your state, whatever your hal, whatever your situation, we say alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. We praise Allah upon all circumstances. Aina hiya al-ana, where is she now? Aina, where? Aina hiya, where she, al-ana, now, where's she now? Hiya al-ana fi al-riyadi, she is now in Riyadh. Mata dhahabat, when did she go? Sulaiman dhahaba, Ahmadu dhahaba, Ilyas dhahaba, but Fatima dhahabat, Aishatu dhahabat, Sumayyatu dhahabat. Ustadati ذهبت, my female teacher, ذهبت, she went. ذهبت قبل أسبوع, she went a week ago. Qabla means before. Qabla is an adverb indicating place or time. It is mudaf, and the word after it will be mudafun ilay. Thus, it will take a kasra. Dhahabat qabla usbu'in. Qabla usbu'in. Qabla mudaf. Usbu'in mudafun ilay. Dhahabat qabla usbu'in. Dhahabat qabla usbu'in. She went a week ago. Man dhahaba ma'aha. MashaAllah, this person Zainab is very, very inquisitive. She's asking, well, who went with her? Who went with your mother when she went to Riyadh? Who went with her? Man dhahaba ma'aha. Man dhahaba ma'aha. Man. Who? Dhahaba went. Ma'a with. Ha with her. Man dhahaba ma'aha. Man dhahaba ma'aha. Dhahaba ma'aha. Akhuna Ibrahimu. Dhahaba ma'aha. Akhuna Ibrahimu. Dhahaba went. Ma'aha. Went with her. Akhuna, our brother Ibrahim. Remember Ibrahim, we learnt in our previous majlis. Ibrahim is a diptote. Ibrahim, we cannot say Ibrahimun. Jayid. Dhahaba ma'aha akhuna Ibrahimu. Went with her our brother Ibrahim. How would I say my brother? My brother would be akhi. Akhi, my brother. Akhuna, our brother. Nahnu, kayfa halukunna? Zainab says, kayfa halukunna? How are you people doing? Kayfa halukunna? How are you people doing? And she says that, nahnu bi khairin walhamdulillahi. Nahnu bi khairin walhamdulillahi. We are fine, walhamdulillah. Nahnu bi khairin walhamdulillahi. في أي مدرسة أنتن؟ في أي مدرسة أنتن؟ In which school are you people? في أي مدرسة أنتن؟ In which school are you people? في أي in which أي which في أي مدرسة أنتن؟ In which مدرسة are you people? If I was talking to one female, I would have said, في أي مدرسة أنت؟ في أي مدرسة أنت؟ But I'm speaking to a group of females. So, في أي مدرسة أنتن؟ في أي مدرسة أنت؟ After أي, the word after it will take a كسرة. مضاف مضاف إليه. في أي مدرسة أنتن؟ إحداهن, one of them says, نحن في المدرسة المتوسطة. نحن في المدرسة المتوسطة. نحن في المدرسة المتوسطة. We are studying, or rather, we are in intermediate level school. نحن في المدرسة, we are in school, المتوسطة. متوسطة, intermediate, وسط. وسط is the middle. We mentioned previously that, for example, we are ummatun wasat. We are the middle ummah between the extremes of the others. نحن في المدرسة المتوسطة. We are in intermediate level school. المتوسطة. This is a نعت, a describing word. متى اختباركن؟ ما شاء الله. متى اختباركن؟ When's your people's exam? اختبار. اختبار is an exam. اختبار. اختبار. When's the exam? لا أحب الاختبار. I do not like exams. جيد. Somebody says my exams, my اختبار is tomorrow morning. متى اختباركن؟ When's you people's exam? اختبارنا بعد شهر. اختبارنا بعد شهر. اختبارنا بعد شهر. Our exam is after a month. اختبارنا بعد شهر. اختبارنا بعد شهر. Our exam after a month. اختبارنا بعد شهر. Our exam after a month. Our exams after a month. اختبارنا بعد شهر. اختبارنا بعد شهر. Our exam after a month. شهر, شهر is month. Then one of them, or rather Zainab says, أذهبتن إلى المدرسة اليوم؟ أذهبتن إلى المدرسة اليوم؟ أذهبتن. Did you people go? أذهبتن. وإلى المدرسة to school اليوم today اليوم is a ظرف adverb that's why it has a فتحة did you people go to the school today أذهبتن إلى المدرسة اليوم did you people go to the school today she's talking to a group of females if for example one was speaking to one female أذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم أذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم. If I was speaking to a group of men, أذهبتم إلى المدرسة اليوم. أذهبتم إلى المدرسة اليوم. If for example speaking to one guy, أحمد, أذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم. إحداهن, one of them says, نعم ذهبنا ورجعنا. نعم ذهبنا ورجعنا. Yes, we went. And we returned. We went and we returned. رجعنا, we returned. جيد. رجع means to come back. رجع means to come back. So for example, Ahmed had divorced his wife. And then let's say after 3 weeks, he divorced her one time. And after 3 weeks, he makes رجع. And he says to her, you know what? I miss you and I take you back. I take you back. The one divorce will be counted. But now, alhamdulillah, they are back together. And they are back as husband and wife. There's no need for a new nikah. There's no need for new mahar or anything like that. They're back to normal. All is well, inshallah. So that's Raja'a, to go back. Raja'a means to take back. Excellent. Tamareen, exercises, ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah. Tamareen, exercises. Ajib ani al-as'ila al-atiya. Answer the following questions. Man antunna? In terms of the passage, man antunna? Who are you people? Who are you girls? Who are you people? جواب نحن بنات الشيخ عباس نحن بنات الشيخ عباس نحن بنات الشيخ عباس ممتاز رقم اثنين number two أين أمكن أين أمكن أمنا في الرياض أمنا في الرياض أين أمكن where's your people's mother أين أمكن أمنا في الرياض أمنا في الرياض our mother is in رياض أين بيتكن أين بيتكن where's your people's house أين بيتكن where's your people's house بيتنا أين بيتنا أين بيتكن what did they say بيتنا in terms of the passage there's no answer there in terms of the passage there's no answer ayna baytukunna let's give an answer baytuna amam al masjidi baytuna amam al masjidi baytuna amam al masjidi our house is in front of the masjid mashaallah ayna akhukunna ayna akhukunna ayna akhukunna jameel ayna akhukunna where's your people's brother أخونا في الرياض. Our brother is in Riyadh. أين أخوكن? Where's you people's brother? أخونا في الرياض. أخونا في الرياض. أين مدرستكن? أين مدرستكن? Where's you people's school? مدرستنا أمام المستشفى. For example, مدرستنا أمام المستشفى. Our school is in front of the hospital. Let's say it was behind the hospital. مدرستنا خلف المستشفى. Behind the hospital. Let's say for example it is in front of the park, in front of the playground. مدرستنا أمام الملعب. Our school is in front of the playground. أمام الملعب. جميل. أين مدر was this number five أين مدر جميل number five technically is أين مدرستكن أين مدرستكن أين مدرستكن where's you people's teacher where's you people's teacher أين مدرستكن مدرسة female teacher مدرستكن you people's female teacher or females or daughters or female students جواب مدرستنا في الرياض مدرستنا في الرياض أو female teacher is in رياض. مدرستنا في الفصل أو teacher is in the classroom. مدرستنا في مكة is in مكة. مدرستنا في البيت is in the house. Number six. أذهبتن إلى المدرسة اليوم. أذهبتن إلى المدرسة اليوم. أذهبتن إلى المدرسة اليوم. Did you people go to school today? نعم. ذهبنا ورجعنا. نعم. ذهبنا ورجعنا. نعم. ذهبنا ورجعنا. Yes, we went and we came back. ممتاز. 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 الحمد لله. Exercise number two. أنث المبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية. That make into the feminine the subject in all of the following sentences. Make into feminine the subject in all of these sentences. أأنتم طلابٌ. أأنتم طلابٌ. So instead of أأنتم, make it أأنتن. So if you change أأنتن, obviously you can't say طلابٌ. You have to change it into طالباتٌ. So change as the example. أأنتم طلابٌ. أأنتن طالبات. Number one. أأنتم مدرسون. أأنتن مدرسات. أأنتن مدرسات. Are you people female teachers? أأنتم أطباء. Are you people doctors? أأنتن طبيبات. أأنتن طبيبات. Are you people doctors? I'm speaking to a group of females. أأنتم إخوة حامد؟ أأنتم إخوة حامد؟ Are you people the brothers of حامد؟ What if I'm speaking to a group of females? How would I say? Are you people the sisters of حامد؟ أأنتن أخوات حامد؟ أأنتن أخوات حامد؟ Number four. أأنتم مسلمون؟ أأنتن مسلمات؟ أأنتن مسلمات؟ Number five. أأنتم أعمام محمود؟ أأنتم أعمام محمود؟ Are you people the uncles of محمود؟ أأنتم أعمام محمود؟ أأنتم أعمام محمود؟ Are you people the uncles of محمود؟ So change this. أأنتن عمات محمود؟ أأنتن عمات محمود؟ Are you people the aunts of محمود؟ So أأنتم becomes أأنتن. أعمام becomes عمات. عمات محمود. أأنتم أبناء المدير؟ أأنتم أبناء المدير؟ أأنتم أبناء المدير؟ أأنتن بنات المدير؟ أأنتن بنات المدير؟ أأنتن بنات المدير؟ Are you people the daughters of the مدير؟ أأنتم آباء الطلاب؟ أأنتم آباء الطلاب؟ أأنتم آباء الطلاب؟ Are you people the sons or are the fathers of the students? Are you people the fathers of the students? Change it. Are you people the mothers of the students? أأنتن أمهات الطلاب؟ أأنتن أمهات الطلاب؟ أأنتن أمهات الطلاب؟ Are you people the mothers of the students? Students remain masculine. Right, it's a boys' school, and so you see this group of mothers there, and so you ask them, you see this group of females, you ask them, are you people the mothers of the students? أأنتن أمهات الطلاب؟ أأنتن أمهات الطلاب؟ أأنتن أمهات الطلاب؟ والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. That was exercise number one and exercise number two. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Exercise number three إن شاء الله. حول الضمير في كل من الجمل الآتية كما هو موضح في المثال. The example given. أين بيتكم يا إخوان؟ أين أين بيتكم يا إخوان؟ أين هو بيتكم؟ You people's house. يا إخوان, where's you people's house, oh brothers? And then they also give us أين بيتكن يا أخوات. جميل. So if we are speaking to a group of females, it would be أين بيتكن يا أخوات. So they want you to follow the example and change the sentences below. أين بيتكم يا إخوان becomes أين بيتكن يا أخوات. So number one, أين أخوكم يا إخوان, where's you people's brother or brothers. أين أخوكم يا إخوان. أين أخوكن يا أخوات, where's you people's brother or sisters. Where's you people's brother or sisters. So we change the person we are talking to, the group of people we're talking to. جيد. أين أخوكن يا أخوات. أين أخوكن يا أخوات, where's you people's brother or sisters. أين مدرستكم يا إخوانو, where's you people's school or brothers. أين مدرستكم يا إخوانو. If I'm speaking to a group of females, I would ask, where's you people's school, sisters? Where's you people's school, sisters? أين مدرستكن يا أخوات. أين مدرستكن يا أخوات. Number three. متى اختباركم يا إخوانو؟ When's you people's exam, brothers? أين أراد متى اختباركم يا إخوانو. متى اختباركم يا إخوانو. متى اختباركم يا إخوانو. When's you people's exam, brothers. Change it, I'm speaking to a group of females. متى اختباركن يا أخوات. متى اختباركن يا أخوات. متى اختباركن يا أخوات. Number four. أهذا عمكم يا إخوانو. أهذا عمكم يا إخوانو. Is this you people's uncle or brothers? أهذا عمكم يا إخوانو. Is this you people's uncle or brothers? Speaking to a group of females. أهذا عمكن. Is this you people's uncle? يا أخوات. يا أخوات. Is this you people's uncle or sisters? Number six. We're not changing. Remember, we're not changing, the person I'm talking about. So I'm saying, for example, is this you people's uncle or brothers? Uncle remains the same. Is this you people's uncle or sisters? Is this you people's uncle or brothers? We're not changing it into aunt or anything, but we're changing who we are speaking to. أبيتكم قريب يا إخوانو. أبيتكم قريب يا إخوانو. Is you people's house close, or brothers? أبيتكن. أبيتكن قريب يا أخواتو. أبيتكن قريب يا أخواتو. And number six. في أي شهر اختباركم يا إخوانو. In which month is you people's exam, oh brothers? في أي شهر اختباركم يا إخوانو. في أي شهر اختباركم يا إخوانو. And if I'm speaking to a group of females, في أي شهر اختباركن. اختباركن يا أخوات. في أي شهر. في أي شهر اختباركن يا أخوات. In which month is you people's exam, sisters. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. ما شاء الله والحمد لله. جميل. Exercise number four. ضع في الأماكن الخالية فيما يلي ضميرا مناسبا للمخاطب. أنت أنتم أنتي أنتن. مخاطب is the person I'm speaking to. So second person. First person is myself. Second person, the one I'm talking to. Third person, the one I'm talking about. They're not present. So all of these are second person. Second person ضميرs. And so fill in the appropriate one. Fill in the appropriate one. So number one, a something Muslimun, a anta Muslimun. Number two, a something Maridatun, something maridatun. Maridatun is feminine. So anti maridatun. Anti maridatun. Are you unwell? Are you sick? Number three, something tabibatun. Something tabibatun, plural. Antunna tabibatun. Are you people doctors? Antunna tabibatun. Antunna tabibatun. Number four. Something tujarun. Something tujarun. Something tujarun. What tujarun? Anta orada. Antum tujarun. Group. Antum tujarun. Tujarun is plural. So antum tujarun. Antum. Are you people businessmen? Something bintul mudarrisi. Anti bintul mudarrisi. Anti bintul mudarrisi. Are you the daughter of the teacher? Are you the teacher's daughter? Anti bintul mudarrisi. Number six. Something akhawatu abbasin. Antunna akhawatu abbasin. Antunna akhawatu abbasin. Antunna akhawatu abbasin. Antunna akhawatu abbasin. Are you people the daughters? Antunna akhawatu abbasin. Are you people the akhawat, the daughters of Abbas? Something tulabun. Antum tulabun. Antum tulabun. Antum tulabun. Are you people students? Antum tulabun. Are you people students? Antum tulabun. Antum tulabun. Are you people students? Walhamdulillah. Jameel. That was exercise number 4. We move on to exercise number 5. ضعف الأماكن الخالية في الجمل الآتية ضميرا متصلا للمخاطب ككم كي كنا. ممتاز. So here you are also adding the second person ضمير, but this is a ضمير متصل, an attached pronoun, whereas the previous exercise أنت أنتم أنتي etc. was detached. So let's see. أين بيت something يا إخوانو. أين بيت something يا إخوانو. أين بيتكم يا إخوانو. Can't be أين بيتك, that's for one person. Can't be أين بيتك, that's for a female. It can't be أين بيتكن, that's for a group of females. So it's أين بيتكم يا إخوانو. أين بيتكم يا إخوانو. Number two. أهذا كتابك يا حامدو. أهذا كتابك يا حامدو. Is this your book, O Hamid? أهذا كتابك يا حامدو. أهذا كتابك يا حامدو. Is this your book, O Hamid? ممتاز. ساعتك جميلة يا ليلى. ممتاز. ساعتك, speaking to a female, ليلى. ساعتك, your watch. ساعتك, your watch. جميلة يا ليلى, is beautiful, O ليلى. Your watch is beautiful, O ليلى. Your watch is beautiful, O ليلى. ساعتك جميلة يا ليلى. Number four. من أبو something يا أخواتو. من أبو كنا. من أبو كنا يا أخواتو. من أبو كنا يا أخواتو. Who's you people's father, O sisters? Number five. ما اسم something يا أخي. ما اسمك. ما اسمك. What's your name يا أخي. ما اسمك يا أخي. ما اسمك يا أخي. Number six. ما اسم something يا أختي. ما اسمك يا أختي. ما اسمك يا أختي. What's your name, O sister. أمك في البيت. Number seven. أمك في البيت. أمك في البيت. You could also be أمك في البيت. That's also appropriate. You're speaking to a male. أمك في البيت. Is your mother at home? Speaking to a female. أمك في البيت. Number eight. ما أسماؤكم يا إخوانو. ما أسماؤكم يا إخوانو. ما أسماؤكم يا إخوانو. What's you people's names, O brothers? ما أسماؤكم يا إخوانو. ممتاز. تمرين رقم 6, exercise number 6. ضع في الأماكن الخالية فيما يلي ضميرا مناسبا للمتكلم. ممتاز. So now they want you to put the ضمير in terms of the first person. Me, myself, I'm the speaker in terms of the first person. You're talking about yourself individually or you're talking as part of a group. So let's see. Number one, something Muslimun, ana Muslimun. Something Muslimuna, nahnu Muslimuna. Something Muslimatun, ana Muslimatun. I am a Muslima, the female is saying. Something Muslimatun, nahnu Muslimatun. We are female Muslims. Something Banatul Mudiri, nahnu Banatul Mudiri. Nahnu Banatul Mudiri. Something Ibnul Mudarrisi. أنا ابن المدرس أنا ابن المدرس something طلاب نحن طلاب نحن طلاب something مريضة something مريضة أنا مريضة أنا مريضة I am sick أنا مريضة the sister she says أنا مريضة I am sick ممتاز اقرأ واكتب exercise number 7 ذهب أبي إلى القاهرة قبل أسبوع. ذهب أبي who went? My father went. أين? Where? إلى القاهرة to Cairo. Who gave it that term? Who gave it that title? Who gave it that name? قاهرة. That was the Ubaidis. That was the Ubaidiyun, the Fatimid dynasty that ruled over Egypt. They were the ones who gave it that name, القاهرة. ذهب أبي إلى القاهرة قبل أسبوع. My father went to Cairo a week ago. قبل أسبوع. Before a week. So this exercise here, they showing you the examples of قبل and بعد. قبل means before. بعد means after. Both of them are مضاف. And so the word that comes after them would be take a كسرة. مضاف إليه. ذهبت إلى المسجد قبل الأذان. Or rather, number two. متى خرجت من الفصل يا محمد؟ متى خرجت من الفصل يا محمد؟ When did you leave from the classroom, O Muhammad? متى خرجت من الفصل؟ When, what time did you leave from the classroom, O Muhammad? يا محمد أو يا محمد؟ يا محمد. You can never ever say يا محمد. خرجت قبل خرجت بعد الدرس خرجت بعد الدرس I left خرجت important خرجت I left خرجت you left خرجت بعد درس خرجت بعد الدرس خرجت بعد الدرس I left after the lesson I left after the lesson number 3 ذهبت إلى المسجد قبل الأذان. ذهبت إلى المسجد قبل الأذان. ذهبت إلى المسجد. I went to the masjid when. قبل الأذان. Before the أذان. ذهبت إلى المسجد قبل الأذان. Number 4. قبل الأذان. Number 4. متى ذهب عمك إلى الرياض؟ متى ذهب عمك إلى الرياض يا آمنة؟ متى ذهب عمك إلى الرياض يا آمنة؟ When did your uncle go to Riyadh, O آمنة؟ ذهب قبل شهر. ذهب قبل شهر. So they're giving you many examples of قبل and بعد. قبل before, بعد after. On the day of Friday, the khatib he says أما بعد. As for what follows, what's gonna come after. أقبل الصلاة ذهبت إلى المطعم. جيد. أقبل الصلاة ذهبت إلى المطعم. Before Salah, you went to the restaurant. Did you go to the restaurant before Salah? أقبل الصلاة. Did before Salah ذهبت إلى المطعم. You go to the restaurant. لا ذهبت بعد الصلاة. No, I went after the صلاة. لا ذهبت بعد الصلاة. ذهبت بعد الصلاة. ممتاز. Then they have in this block here, brothers and sisters, whatever you find in this book in terms of these blocks, that's basically a summary of important rules. أين ذهبت يا أخي؟ أين ذهبت يا أخي؟ Feminine version. أين or the feminine version نعم أين ذهبت يا أختي أين ذهبت يا أختي Ana dhahabtu, I went. Let's look at the plural. Aina dhahabtum, ya ikhwanu. Where did you people go, oh brothers? Females. Aina dhahabtunna, ya akhawatu. Aina dhahabtunna, ya akhawatu. And we went, nahnu dhahabna. We went, nahnu dhahabna. One more time. Aina dhahabta, ya akhi. Aina dhahabti, ya ukhti. Ana dhahabtu, we went, nahnu dhahabna. As for, where did you people go, oh brothers? Aina dhahabtum ya ikhwanu, ya ikhwani. And speaking to a group of females, aina dhahabtunna ya akhawati. Aina dhahabtunna ya akhawati. Mumtaz, 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 marra mumtaz, walhamdulillah. Al-kalimatu al-jadidatu, new words. Qabla, before. Ba'da, after. Kayfa, how? Kayfa haluka, how are you? Mata, when? Al-usbu'u, the week. Al-usbu'u, the week. Al-shahru, the month. Al-adhanu, the adhan, obviously. Al-salatu, the salah. Raja'a means to go back, to come back. He went back. Raja'a, he went back. Ikhtibarun, examination. Look at these detached pronouns. Look at these detached pronouns. Singular, huwa talibun, huwa means he. That's a detached pronoun. Huwa talibun. Hum tullabun, they are students. Hiya talibatun, she is a female student. Plural. Hunna talibatun, they are female students. Anta talibun, you are a student. Antum tullabun, you people are students. Anti talibatun, you are a female student. Antunna talibatun, you people are female students. Ana talibun, nahnu tullabun, I'm a student, we are students. Ana talibatun, Sumayya says, ana talibatun, I am a female student. And then Sumayya, Fatima, Aisha, and Sadia, they all say, nahnu talibatun, we are female students. Nahnu talibatun, we are female students. Walhamdulillah. And with that, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we complete lesson number 15. Walhamdulillah. We are soon approaching the end of this book. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge which is beneficial. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, in the last few minutes, a maxim from the Noble Quran, maxim, a super important rule from the Noble Quran, which affects our dealings, our daily interactions with people, our relationship with others, with family, the manner we carry out ourselves. Allah states in the Noble Quran, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. We find Surah Isra, verse number 97. We also find in Surah Kahf, without the waw, Surah Kahf, verse number 17. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala debases, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embarrasses, belittles, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not honor, the opposite of honoring, the one who Allah debases, فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِمٍ, then there is no one out there that can honor him. The one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed to be dishonored, then nobody out there would be able to honor, you know, this person. We find this verse mentioned towards the end of this, of a long verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone on earth, in the heavens and the sky, they prostrate to him. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, the sun, the moon, وَالنُّجُومُ, the stars, وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ, the mountains, the trees, والدواب, all types of creatures, وكثير من الناس, and many from amongst mankind, وكثير حق عليه العذاب. So all these others, these creatures, etc., they acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas Allah mentions, وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابِ, and many others, they are deserving of punishment. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ, the one who Allah dishonors, no one can honor him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as he wishes. That for example, this insan, the one who does not submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has allowed himself to be dishonored. That the creatures out there, the mountains, the trees, they do not have an intellect like insan, but they have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They've honored themselves by submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you insan, you have an aql, and your aql did not bring you to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have dishonored yourself. That you are less honorable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than all of these other creatures. They have been ordered by the mere fact that they have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. So this is from one angle, the angle of shirk, the angle of ubudiyyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you're not worshipping Allah, you're worshipping something else. You're worshipping a woman, you're worshipping a guy, you're worshipping a star, you're worshipping, as it's called, the idols, etc. You're worshipping, Hollywood or Bollywood, some ism or some schism. You're in the worship of something. Mashallah, you are able to come up with all of this, these apps and these programming and all of this here. And then subhanAllah, time for, acknowledging your creator. Then you take out something small, you take out some sort of idol or something of the sort. And then you submit yourself before this idol. Or you submit yourself before the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You submit yourself before some holy man or before some person, this priest or whoever else it might be, that you stand in front of him, a standing of dhul, a standing of complete humility, as you are supposed to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you don't submit before Allah, you are going to submit elsewhere. You are going to submit somewhere. Rather you submit to the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allahu musta'an. And also from the other angle, the angle of sin, that the one who dishonors himself by committing sin all the time, then this person, the khalq insan, they might just to your face, throw you up, give you a sense of honor, but in reality they do not respect you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the hearts of mankind, the ones who respect Allah, the ones who submit to Allah, the ones who honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will find that creation also honors these people. But the ones who are disrespectful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones who dishonor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find that creation will dishonor them, and they will also dishonor themselves. They will do acts, etc., that will be rather dishonorable. Allahu musta'an. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, فَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ, that مَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala debases, none out there can grant honor to such a person. Allahu musta'an. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us honor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. A few verses from the noble Quran. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, Allah states, Inna al-hasanati, verily the hasanat, the good deeds, yudhibna sayyi'at, they remove the evil deeds, they wipe away the evil deeds. Innal hasanati, verily the hasanat, the good deeds, yudhibna sayyi'at, wipe away the evil deeds. And so we all commit sin, ensure that you also do a lot of good deeds so they can wipe away the evil deeds. Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam, Allah taught insan, allama al-insana, taught insan, ma lam ya'lam, that which he didn't know. You came out from the womb of your mother, you didn't know anything. Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam, Allah taught insan that which he did not know. Allah also states, لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ, we created insan. لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا, we created, خَلَقَنَا insan, we created insan, فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيم, in the best of taqweem, in the best of forms, subhanAllah, in the best of forms. وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, Allah states in the noble Quran, Surah An-Nisa, وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, and worship Allah. Worship who? وَاعْبُدُوا, and all of you people, wa'budu, and all of you people, worship who? Wa'budu Allah, worship Allah, ولا تشركوا, and do not commit shirk bihi shay'a, with him at all. Do not commit any shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hayyakumullah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, until we meet again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an increase in beneficial knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Until we meet again, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.